Pulaski, Wisconsin is synonymous with polka.
All right, so we'd like to take this time to welcome everybody here to the 33rd Annual Pulaski Polka Days.
All Jeff right, Marashik is a 20-something trumpeter who formed a band called New Generation about 15 years ago when he and most of his bandmates were teenagers.
Hello, everybody. We welcome you today. We'll play some polkas just for you in our own special way.
Marashik got the polka bug early because his father and uncle are in their own band. Plus, any time of year, it's hard to avoid polka in Pulaski, a town of 3,300 just west of Green Bay.
For us, like I said, it's probably just in our blood that we grew up with it and we like it, and it just seems natural.
Have other people through the years kind of looked at you weird saying you're in a polka band?
Oh, yeah, when you tell somebody not from Pulaski, you tell them you play in a polka band, they kind of look at you and they kind of laugh a little bit, but then you gotta tell them, oh yeah, we said, well, you know, our family grew up with it, and you tell them you're from Pulaski, then they kind of, all right, then they understand.
Pulaski is on the nation's polka map largely due to Harold Otto. He's the chair and founder of Polka Days. He says it's grown phenomenally in the last 33 years and now attracts 40,000 to 50,000 people. Otto says it now may have beat out Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, to claim the title of largest polka fest in the nation.
It's the dancing, the music, and the bands, that entertainment that we bring into Pulaski.
Otto says there are two main types of polka. The German umpa style is more slowly paced than the Polish, which is played with almost punk rock speed.
You see people 60 years and over, and in the Polish style you see people that are 18, 19 years old, and even when there's children with their folks here, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 years old, that are involved doing the Polish hop.
Otto was right on. Megan Akavikas just came off the dance floor after 3 or 4 consecutive fast-paced polkas.
It's just fun. It's a fun way to be with friends, meet new people, and dancing is definitely a lot of fun, and that's always why I love to come out.
Polka may be one of the things that helps define Wisconsin, along with beer, brats, cheese, and maybe football. But it's not unique to the state. People at this weekend's festival came from as far away as Connecticut and Newton, Kansas. That's where Allie and Peter Neufeld drove in from. They danced away in coordinating red outfits. Allie says polka is a recently discovered hobby, but it's helping keep the couple young.
We've only been married 51 years.
Peter Neufeld says they've always liked the music, but just started dancing when they decided they needed some exercise.
Yeah, after we retired, we needed something to do, so we had to take lessons to do this. It's absolutely wonderful. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we didn't know this whole world was out here.
A lot of money accompanies the 40 to 50,000 polkaers, but organizers say the festival profits go to 8 community groups like the Lions Club and the Boy Scouts. The town itself has never done an economic impact study to gauge how much is spent at private businesses, mostly because they know it's a lot.
Here we go, the Pulaski Polka Days.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.